so he'll have to be sworn in later. Do you, the members of the County Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, solemnly swear that you will discharge your duties according to law as members of the above named board to the best of your ability, so help you God?
I do.
Okay. Then we'll have to elect a chairperson. Are there any nominations for chairperson?
Motion to nominate Jim Straubus.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did I abstain then?
I think you can vote.
All right, aye.
Okay. There you go. You got your chairperson. Do you want to elect a co-chair?
Yes.
I'll let you do that.
I think we need
you. Yeah. How about I nominate Dave Ollivan as his co-chair?
I'll second that.
Good. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
You got it whether you wanted it or not, buddy.
Got a fancy title nowadays. There you go.
You better be here.
So, can I call the meeting to order then? I will call the meeting to order. We have to, first of all, is approved minutes from last year of December 17th and the 28th. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. We have a request to hear on the parcel, the 17. Is that the Church Army parcel?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I see a representative from Church Army's here. So can you tell me what they're requesting?
I've given you a copy of the letter.
Yes.
And so they're requesting exemption for 2009.
Yeah.
And you'll see the basis of their request there.
And they're, Bobby, you've seen the request?
No.
Oh, here.
Here, let me give you a copy,
here.
Bob. Here you go. Sorry.
Dave, I dated your signature, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So the request is on the... Are you reading, Bob? I won't talk.
Yeah, I'm reading. Yeah, sorry.
Yes, you need to determine if you're going to hear it.
Mm-hmm. And this is for the
09.
And then I guess that's the first discussion. I know the request came in at the end of the year, but we had already stopped all BOE sessions for the year. I guess we couldn't get a quorum back. Bob, is there any reason why we could not hear it, or would you?
Well, I would say he's paid under he.
It? They?
The Church Army or whatever the entity is, it's paid under protest, no?
I was trying to
be a homemade lawyer. Come on up to the microphone that way. We need to record the conversation. So.
This appeared to be a payment under protest letter. It's a respectful protest of real estate taxes assessed for our children's center. If they had paid under protest with the collector's office, they'd be entitled to go to circuit court and perhaps go to circuit court if they've exhausted their administrative remedies. And with exemptions, it's a gray area whether they have to exhaust those administrative remedies, which they absolutely have to in the assessment valuation issues. And they'd be able to go to circuit court and challenge whether they were exempt or not and whether they should get their money back that they paid under protest.
Okay.
But we're talking about 2009 taxes, and this is 2010. I'm just looking at this letter. I think there's an inherent problem there. I certainly would like to research that issue, but I think they have a problem that it's 2010 and it's a 2009 issue.
Even though the letter was dated and we received it in 2009?
We didn't hear it in 2009. The taxes were due by December 31st, I would imagine, at midnight on the 31st of 2009. And if
right.
The taxes are paid or due, there's a problem for the entity that either hasn't paid their taxes or has paid their taxes,
okay.
not under protest. But, again, I haven't researched the issue thoroughly because I didn't know that they were asking for a 2009 exemption.
Right. Board, I'm asking you, do we want to, I guess we would need a motion probably to hear the case since it's an 09 matter. Is that correct, Bob?
Well, if you heard the case, just heard it, the only thing that would be available to him is to appeal the decision here. But I don't know that you'd do any harm, because I think the State Tax Commission would either say, okay, they're wrong, and in 2009 you can appeal, or they just say, no, you can't
so
appeal.
So hearing the case is not, no
it's
issue.
Not gonna, I don't think it'll hurt you.
So, Dave?
Well, first I'd like to ask, has this school been in operation prior to 2009?
Well, I guess if we're going to start asking questions, let's go ahead and hear it then.
Okay. Make a motion, we hear it.
Okay. You want to hear the case?
Sure. I'll second the motion.
Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So we will hear the case. So, Stephen, if you want to...
I do have a question, though. Mm-hmm. Understood that this was paid under protest, and you just got to say it wasn't.
Wasn't paid at all.
They didn't pay it.
Yeah, we got the check, but we decided to get the check back and go ahead and go through this process, right or wrong.
And I just want to ask, too, while you're making this decision, that Bob's going to say that we can hear people.
I'm not saying we can hear people. I'm saying it won't do any harm if we can't hear these people, because the State Tax Commission will say... And I'm not sure that what I would advise them is to not make a decision until the research is done, but to hear what he has to say, because it may be that they don't have the authority to say you can appeal your 2009 taxes. I think that's what I'll probably say, but this is being sprung on me right now. So
I thought we couldn't make a vote on anything now. For 2009, unless it was an error, and I'm just asking you because that was my understanding from you. I'm really confused.
Well, what I just said to Mr. Strophis was that if we hear this, it's not going to do any harm as far as it won't open it up for him to be able to prevail based upon our hearing it when we shouldn't hear it.
So we can't vote on it.
You would suggest this not to vote?
I would suggest that they don't vote on it until I give them an opinion as to whether or not they can even make a decision on an 09 case. I'm not saying they should make a decision here today, but what I'm saying is go ahead and hear them. It's not going to do us any harm to hear them, and then wait to make the decision. I may just say my legal advice is you don't have the authority to do anything on an 09 tax, and my gut tells me that's the case.
But you're going to, I mean, after we hear, you're still going to go get legal, do the research.
That would be my intent, but I don't tell you what to do. I mean, you can do what you want as a Board of Equalization.
Well, I would like to suggest we go ahead and hear this and table any decision until further legal remedies can be met.
I would agree with that. Okay. Go ahead and, Stephen.
You want me to give my spiel?
Yep, give your spiel.
Questions.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, thanks for even, invite me to come in let me give you a little history. In the past we've been here. We had a property a few years ago that was July, I think, and we hadn't paid taxes on it for the prior year, and we heard it. So that's what I based my decision on, to pull the check back and say, hey, let's start with the BOE. We can't afford to pay a lawyer over matters that are $800 or $1,000, because it's just it's prohibitive for us to do so. So we kind of try to do it ourselves. So any mistakes I've made or inconveniences I've done or screw ups I'm used to. But
it costs you more than $800 or $1,000 to have the lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Bob. It costs money. Let me give you a little history of this property and what we do. Most of you know what Church Army does, I think. In 2006, we had a lady named Frances Rittenhouse come in, and what was going on is we have a lot of clients with children, because all of our clients don't just live in our houses. We have people come in from the whole community for help with addiction, recovery, and things like that. And we started having women and families come in with kids, and we didn't have anything to do with them. We had a hard time patrolling them and keeping things, so we finally got another the downstairs part of our building, and we started putting kids down there. We hired Francis to take care of those kids. Well, Frances doesn't just do daycare. She does teaching, and pretty soon we had a regular little school going down there for after school mainly, but we had started getting not infants, but we couldn't do that, but some younger children and all day long. And this went on for a couple of years and was costing us about, and I say cost, I don't mean that as it's a bad thing, but we were negative probably spending $70,000 over and above what we were bringing in down there. We brought in a real minimal amount, mostly from a state fund that Francis had a connection with, Children's Trust Fund, but we had a lot of payroll, a lot of expenses there at the building. That went on for a couple of years, and I didn't bring those exact numbers, but I'm going to say it ran negative 50 and then negative 80. So we said, look, we're spending money. We're doing the right thing. We're confident we're doing the right thing, helping these kids, because the kids have to recover just like the parents do. They're pretty dysfunctional things going on in a lot of those lives. So in October of 2008, we purchased, it was called Stepping Stones, I believe, Daycare Center on T Highway, just probably tenth of a mile down T Highway on the right-hand side there next to the welding shop. We purchased that from Ozark Mountain Bank, 100% financed. We don't have all of our stuff is financed virtually. And we paid the property taxes based on a prior agreement with Mr. Strahan that property we bought during the year that we bought it, we would pay the taxes on because we get prorated deals. So if we bought it in August, we paid taxes for the whole year, and we got the first two-thirds of the year back from whoever we bought it from. It was that type thing. So we just paid them in the year we bought them, and we thought that was the agreement that we had. In March of 2009, we opened this up after extensive remodeling, getting in line with state requirements and licenses as a state facility. It was called the Francis Rittenhouse Learning Center, and I stress learning center because it's not just a place that you drop your kids off. They play for 8 hours and you go home. It's a school with a curriculum. We do have room for 8 infants. So out of those 59 kids that we're able to handle out there, 8 of them are infants. We do collect money. We try to. If they can't pay, they don't have to. We have a charge just like the state requires. Some of the kids are subsidized, but in December 2009, our income was $85,336. I brought a statement with me if you want to see it, with expenses of $198,085. So we were, our negative amount that we have to raise to keep that open is now $112,000, over $112,000 last year. Now, where does that come from? It's funded by donations, by grants, some grants to us we can use to help with kids. State subsidies is part of that, and a thrift shop. And we go out and basically raise the money to make up that deficit because we're putting the need of these children and the families, too. So the reasons that I believe we should be exempt, number one, it's wholly owned and operated by Church Army, which is all the other properties are exempt under 501c3, I believe, state of Pennsylvania, I think.
Can I help a little bit just to clarify the issues?
Yeah.
There are a few things that you can claim an exemption under. It could be a school and college. It could be a religious purpose, or it could be a charitable purpose. And a religious purpose, it would have to be used exclusively for worship purposes, or the school and college is a different one. And charitable, there's a three-prong test. I just ask, you know, do you know which one you're trying to qualify under?
Probably all of them but the religious. I'm going to throw them all out there.
Well, you have to choose one.
Choose one.
Well, actually, he could qualify under more than one, but you can't qualify under, it's not like in horseshoes. If you're close with three, it counts as a ringer. If you're going to do two, you have to qualify under one completely.
Okay, I would say we would appeal, first and foremost, that what we do is a charitable operation. We run in the negative. It's a nonprofit corporation. And the daycare center runs the same.
Do you know the three-prong test from the Franciscan? Did anybody tell you that? Or
no.
Could somebody read that off of that sheet, the three-prong test, so that he knows what he needs to touch on?
All right, so the Franciscan test, and they're a little lengthy, but I'll read fast.
No, just the three at the bottom.
Well, there's a pair. Well, you're talking about the definition, too?
No, just the...
Well, yes, it says holy religious, holy educational, and charitable, but then there's definitions of each.
Well, the charitable.
Oh,
would you give that one to Steve, would you?
Okay. At the bottom of the page, three-pronged test called the Franciscan test to determine if the property is charitable. The property must be actually and regularly used exclusively for a charitable purpose. Charity is defined as a gift for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons, either by bringing their hearts under the influence of education or religion, by relieving their bodies of disease, suffering, or constraint, by assisting them to establish themselves for life, or by erecting or maintaining the public buildings or works, or otherwise lessening the burdens of government. That would be the first prong. The second prong is the property must be owned and operated on a not-for-profit basis. You've said that that's the case. The property must be dedicated unconditionally to the charitable activity in such a way that there will be no profit presently or prospectively to individuals or corporations. You've told us that there was a $100,000 loss, I think, in your letter. So there wasn't a profit, but you'd have to show that any profit, if you did get it, would not go to some other organization that wasn't charitable, that it would be used again for whatever charitable purpose you're doing if you qualify as a charitable purpose. So that would be a requirement. And the dominant use of the property must be for an indefinite number of persons and must directly or indirectly benefit society generally. I know you can probably make the argument. I know you can make the argument for directly or indirectly benefiting society. And the indefinite number of persons you'd have to speak to as well. But anyway, those are the things that for a charitable purpose that you'd have to meet. And let me...
The only question I would have on that is the indefinite number of persons.
But you still have to say by fire code. I mean, it's a building.
Well, yeah. Any charitable purpose obviously has limitations based upon their building.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you could have an infinite number of people in there. It just means that the people who at any one time would be utilizing that is an indefinite number.
In other words, this is not for five particular people that they're doing this.
It's for society as a whole.
Society as a whole, as needed, up to the capacity that they're...
Or an indefinite number... a segment of society that would include an indefinite number. I think, for instance, I'm being helpful just to cut through it, but I mean, I would be arguing if I were you that alcoholics and drug addicts who are trying to reestablish their lives, who needed a place for their children to stay, there's an indefinite number of people that are in that category, and you're there to serve any of those people when the need arises based upon space available.
But it also serves others, too. I mean,
it serves society generally.
It's not limited to
okay.
just our people. I mean, anybody can come and apply and try to get in.
Okay, and you so. Haven't addressed this, but the three-pronged test from Franciscan Tertiary Province of Missouri versus State Tax Commission, that's where this comes from. It's called the Franciscan test. But in the Franciscan case, they said that the taxpayer failed to prove in that case that the primary inherent use of the property was for purposes purely charitable because of the financial obstacles placed in the path of the less fortunate individual seeking residency. And there was no evidence that society as a whole derived any benefit from the property's use because the waivers of or reductions in fees offered were minimal. So in other words, this was a place to stay, I guess, and they offered reductions in fees, but they were very minimal and really didn't amount to...
And Stephen, you're saying that you guys at times waive the fees?
We just don't collect it. If we have a single mother and she's got three kids... and she needs daycare, we're not throwing the kids out or her out because she can't pay.
Okay.
We may get a little subsidy from the state, which they will do in normal cases. That's where our $85,000 income came from. But there's a reason that daycares lose money, I'm finding out.
You might want to formalize some of that for purposes of this argument for the future.
Dave, go ahead.
Does the Church Army charge a rent to this facility and collect a rent from this facility?
No.
Is that part of your loss as a rental factor?
No, but I'm sure that the payment for the building is in there.
Okay.
I could give it to
right.
you exactly.
But I mean, it's not where the Church Army is.
No, we're not charging a rent and getting
the
income.
The next thing is, how many properties does Church Army own?
in Taney County?
Yeah.
I'm counting this one and our building, I'm going to say, oh, man, that's always embarrassing, 15.
Okay. Are most of them exempt from tax?
Yeah, but the houses have been ruled exempt. I think we have, I don't think there's any outstanding. Now, we paid taxes for 08 on two houses we bought, or 09. Yeah. We paid taxes this year for two houses we bought in 09. And what the ruling has been in the past is we shouldn't get a bill on them next year.
Okay.
If it does, we come in.
You bought this in 08 then. Is it under the name of Church Army?
Francis Rittenhouse Learning Center. It's Church Army Branson doing business as Francis Rittenhouse.
Okay, but I mean the title to the property.
Title of property is Church Army.
Okay. Wouldn't that have raised a flag if all the rest of them were charitable when the deed went through the assessor's office?
Kenny, do you want to address that?
Well, this is different than the others in that
it's a daycare.
It's a daycare.
The only difference is it's a daycare versus a house for residents. Mm-hmm. Correct? I mean, this is your only daycare operation, is that
correct?
Yeah,
well, all it basically is we're doing the same thing we were doing in the basement of our building in 2007 and 2008 and part of 2006, which we outgrew.
And you moved
and
up.
And we said, you know, we can get this building. Ozark Mountain Bank owns it.
Right.
And we can double the number of kids we're handling and get the kids out of the environment of a lot of, you know, of people coming through. That was one of the keys,
right,
too.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. The building where it was held previously was exempt,
right.
So all they did was just move it to an expanded location.
Let me just say that it sounds like it's meeting most, if not all, of the tests. The only problem that you might have is the fee situation, the fee reduction, and you say you simply don't collect it on some people.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't. What I'm saying is future, you'd want to formalize that process a little bit.
If we ever make a dollar, I promise I'll come back and pay property tax. No, I know I'm not supposed to throw that
in. Is there any more questions for the board?
I didn't know whether Kenny had anything.
Nothing?
Did he give you any direction or anything?
So I would then move that we table this issue until we hear from Bob Paulson on what our ability is to rule on it one way or the other, if there's no other questions.
I'd second that.
Okay.
You want any of this stuff, Bob?
That would be good.
Motion to second. Any more discussion?
My only question would be not on the terms of I'm satisfied with this. It's just a matter of what can we legally do for 2009 since it's 2010.
Sure.
Obviously for 2010, if the assessor doesn't make him exempt, he'll be back in the summer, and he may have formalized his reduction in fee process.
He might. All right. All those in favor of tabling this, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We will, I guess, Cindy or Donna will let you know when we have an answer.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right. Moving on to the next piece of business here.
Can you do something that doesn't involve me just for a minute?
Sure, we can do that. I show the review of abatement, so that's the abatement sheet. And I guess what we're going to do is, how do you want to start, Cindy?
Real estate.
Real estate.
Last page.
Okay. Let us then, you just take it away and then I'll go from there. What do you have?
We'll let you present it. I thought James had told you about this. This is David and Cheryl Altus.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to present that?
Oh, you're going to have to come to a mic. Sit next to Bobby there. What abatement number is that?
That is 0993.
Okay.
According to what James has told me and everything, what's happened is the mapping department failed to correct the acreage on this. It was, let's see, how many acres was it? 3 acres or thereabouts, I think. And now it's down to 1.3. It was moved to another parcel.
Okay.
And it just failed to come off the parent parcels. What's happened?
All right. Now, based off of those details, we can make a motion on that. Is that correct? Is that a Bob question?
Well, this would be for 2009.
It sounds like a clerical error.
It sounds like clerical error.
I mean, are we allowed to make one in 2010 for 2009? That's clerical error.
What we
Do you know, Kenny? Did you ask that question?
Is this a clerical error? You guys made a mistake.
Yeah.
Mapping.
You're allowed to correct.
09 clerical error problem.
Yeah,
so
because this is not the taxpayer coming. This is you guys, right?
Yes.
No, I'm assuming. Yes.
Okay, so based off of clerical error, then I would say that we have the ability to correct this.
Motion to correct.
Don't we usually have two numbers? When we have a parent parcel and we move.
We're just reducing the correct size.
Right.
We're reducing the assessed value from $2,500 to $980.
Right.
For how many acres?
Wait a second. It doesn't make sense.
$980 of assessed value.
So if we're taking acreage off, where's the other parcel that we're increasing the acreage?
It's parcel 6718.
But we don't have an abatement for that, or do we need an abatement?
No, if when the split come through, that parcel got assessed correctly. It just failed to take the acreage off of the parent
other
parcel.
Split. Okay, so we were basically double taxing too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Here's.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just didn't do the split properly. And that was abatement, what number?
993.
993. Dave's motion. I'll second the motion to approve the abatement, 993. Any more discussion?
Quick question. Kenny, you've been involved in this abatement, right?
No.
I have a question. It has 2.95 acres. What's it going to?
1.3,
you said.
So you didn't talk, you weren't involved in figuring this out?
That's a huge decrease.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Apparently James
But if it's double tax, I mean, he's saying that it's on the other parcel, so.
I know, I'm just saying if it was $2,900, is that what it was?
Yeah.
And we're taking it down to 900 and it's going down about half, wouldn't it be about half?
It seems
like it's going kind of low.
It's okay, $2,099 for 2.9 acres. What's the new price?
980.
980 for 1.3 acres, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That it'll be right. 2.6 is half, so it's right.
Okay.
All right. Any more discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next. I don't see 993 on the sheet though.
Very last page.
Oh, there we go.
She put your real estate separate from your
Thank person. You. What's next, Ms. Cindy?
The rest are personal property. Chuck did come in and review all of these yesterday and looked through each of them, and so that was nice to have an extra set of eyes on these. Do you want them by category?
Yeah.
As we have in the past? Yeah,
yes, please.
Start with
groups.
The hardest stuff first. We need to do refunds.
Let's wait for Bob comes back on refunds. Go to something else there.
All right.
I'm sorry about that, but let's wait till Bob.
Okay, I've got a group of under $2,500 assessed value.
Okay.
These all are taking out the old bill because a new bill has been written.
Okay.
And
no refunds involved.
No refunds involved.
Okay.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Can you read off the abatement numbers, please?
I can.
And then add that to the motion.
0919, 0921, 0922, 0932, 0937, 0938, 0939, 0959, 0969, 0972, 0973, 0981, 0985, 0987, 0996, 0999, 1005, 1007, 1010, 1011, 1017, 1018, 1020, 1021, 1022,
1,023, and 1,024.
All right, any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. the motion, the second was by Chuck, I believe, wasn't it?
No.
Dana.
Dave.
Dave was the second. Sorry about that. Dave, I hear an aye from you?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries, 4-0. Sure. Ms. Cindy, next.
Okay. These are duplicates. Sometimes they're duplicate bills where the people have sent in two notices, or sometimes it's just a vehicle that's on the same vehicle that's on two different people's bills or different things like that, but they're all duplicates.
And we've got confirmation that they're on the correct one now?
Right.
Okay.
We have on all of these, we've got the copies of where they're at and where we're taking it off of, and these are all personal property over $2,500 that are duplicates.
No refunds involved. I'll entertain a motion.
So motion to
second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Would you read those numbers off? Yeah. Okay. Numbers.
Those numbers are 933, 967, 966, 998, 1012, 1013, 1014. And 1,019.
Okay. Thank you. Next items.
Okay, this group is over $2,500 of assessed value, where the taxpayer wrote down either the wrong year of a vehicle or the wrong model on a vehicle. So we're taking out the old bill because there's a new bill to correct it.
And has been done so.
Pardon me?
It's already been done. The changes have
been written.
The abatements have been written. Okay. The new bills have been written and in some cases already paid. We just got to get rid of the old bill.
Yeah.
Okay. And no refunds involved?
No refunds.
Read the numbers and we'll.
Okay. 918, 936, 960, 968, 988, 990. 992, 1003, 1006, 1016.
I move that we approve those.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries, 4-0. Next.
This is personal property over $2,500. The taxpayer did not own these. An asset on January 1st, and so we need to take out the old bill. And again, if there was other items on that bill, we've written a new bill. But if there was just the one item on it, and they can prove, or you know, the assessor's office has given us sheets that they didn't own it on January 1st, then we're taking out the bill.
The proof has been provided by the assessor.
Mm-hmm. And what they do is they go into the state records and they can look.
Okay, so just formality. Go ahead and read those.
Okay.
Those numbers, please.
940, 946, 951, 962, 963, 965, 970, 971, 976, 979, 991, 994, 995, 1001, 1009, and 1015.
Motions?
So moved.
Motion by Chuck.
Second.
Second by Danny. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Aye.
I thought. Next on the list.
These are personal property over $2,500 where we're splitting a bill. In some cases it's a divorce or family members, but we're taking one bill, put it into two or more sometimes.
And those new bills have already been created?
Correct.
Okay. Go ahead and read those numbers, please.
977, 983, 989, 997, 1002.
Motion.
Excuse 977.
Yes, sir.
983, and what was?
And then 989.
989. Three of them.
Oh, and then there's 1,000 something.
Yeah, and then there was one more.
1,002.
Actually, two more. Okay, then 997 and 1,002.
Sorry, I got behind.
Any motions? All
right. So move.
Motion by Chuck.
Second.
Second by Danny. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Next.
Okay, I have three personal properties over $2,500 where the assessor just needed to adjust their valuation. You know, the taxpayer came in and said, yeah, you've listed the right vehicle, but there's no way that it's worth that much, or the value's wrong, and so the assessor has written a new bill with a corrected valuation.
No refunds, just...
These are no refunds.
Questions from the board?
Yeah. Explain that again.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, he had the right vehicle listed and everything, but when he got his bill, the valuation on it was incorrect. And so the assessor went through and figured out what the correct valuation should be.
So it was a clerical error.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Motion for approval.
All right, motion for approval. Go ahead and read those numbers.
That's 978, 984, and 986.
Got a motion. Any seconds?
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Dave?
Aye. I'm sorry.
Motion carries 4-0. What do we have next, Ms. Cindy?
Okay. This person filed an error for both the year 2007 and 2008. In 2007, they had received a statement of non-assessment for that year, but they filed anyway. And then in 2008, they had already paid on their car under a different name. And so in both cases, they filed an error, and these old bills, there's no new bill created on these. These bills just need to be taken out. And there's proof here as to,
for 2007,
these are not refunds, no refunds. We're just wiping out an old bill.
Okay.
Like for 2007 here, we have the statement from the collector of non-assessment, so that says they should not have to pay
right. This
bill in 2007. And then in 2008, she had paid it under a different name.
And the assessor's office verified whatever they needed to verify.
So both of these...
Duplicate payment.
Actually, this should have gone in the duplicate.
Okay.
Maybe at least the one.
What BOE numbers are those?
Those are 926 and 927.
All right. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Motion by Dave, second by Chuck. All those in favor say aye.
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 Got two that are...
Motion carries.
Excuse me. Two that the tax bill was written in the wrong tax code. These are clerical errors, just getting rid of the old bill. No refunds or anything like that.
Any questions? What BOE numbers?
That's 916 and 942.
All right.
Looks like it was the wrong school districts.
I move that we approve those.
Second.
Second by Danny. Got beat Chuck out by a hair there. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay, I've got several miscellaneous, and these don't really fall into a category, and maybe some of them require a little bit of a closer look. I don't know.
Just start it.
I guess we'll just take them one by one.
That's exactly.
This is number 920. This is, it says that the taxpayer filed late. And so this was for business equipment. Evidently, the way I understand it, if a business does not send in their assessment list, they get a bill based upon the prior year assessed value. And so this 76 in never filled out their assessment list. They got their bill, and then on December 20th of 09, sent in their new list, reducing the assessed value. And so based upon that, the... assessor's office wrote the abatement to take out the old bill, and they've created a new bill with the lesser assessed value.
What's the difference? Can you give me the two
they
prices?
They went from $15,000 to $6,160.
Well, if I could make a comment.
Yeah. Would you like to look at that?
I looked at that one. That was a motel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 76 cents. Uh-huh.
And because I questioned the big difference, went over and visited with Debbie, and I guess they don't put a value. They don't submit their form of what their values are, and so they being Debbie, whoever's working on it, use comparisons of other motels, and they just put a number on it. And they put the number of 15,000, and that was what kind of triggered me was there was such a pretty big difference there, and what was it last year, and there was a property owner change. Anyway, she explained it very well to my satisfaction.
Is there a penalty when they don't fill out the paperwork in time?
Yeah.
Was it applied?
Yeah,
so.
It was applied.
I know there
applied.
Is on your vehicles. I assume it is on regular person. Yeah.
It was applied, but the catcher is it's based on assessed value. So on the new bill, it was less than the original.
So the penalty is still there mm-hmm. for not filling the paperwork out.
But it was less because it's based on assessed value.
Kenny, you want to say anything about it? Did you do anything about it?
Was there personal property that was not, that they had sold off or something is why it was lowered?
I filled out these forms myself when I used to work for another company, and we go through and write down the property that we have and estimate what we think the value of that piece of property is.
Right.
It's this personal property is the honest man's tax, is what it's called.
Right.
Because I can say that my $5,000 computer is only worth $200 now because whatever technology has changed.
Right.
I mean, I can put whatever value I want to on it.
It's 3 months old, so it dropped in value that much.
Yeah. I mean, really,
yeah.
You could say it's only worth $20 when it could be worth $20,000. We have no way of knowing what business personal sure. property is. Isn't that right, Kenny?
Yeah. So everybody that's listening out there.
Thank you, Bob, for that.
Well,
back and start costing the county money.
I'm Jay? Just letting the board
know. Do I have a motion for anybody?
Well, what was the prior year for this same business?
$15,000.
And they paid it without any problem?
New owners.
But the new it doesn't owner say anything about new owners.
I thought you said there was an ownership change. Or management there, change.
One of them, one of those there was.
Yeah. I don't believe on this one. There's nothing to indicate here that there was an ownership change.
I'm thinking of another one then.
Yeah, there is the next one coming up.
Okay.
Is a new one.
I'd have to get Debbie to look at that again for me. I asked that question, and I don't remember
exactly
what
they decided
what
it was
me.
Worthless.
Well, they could have sold it.
Well, they filled these out
is
on
the list the same?
Perjury, correct?
Is the list of items the same?
I think they're only showing,
they just give a
dollar amount.
Yeah, a dollar amount.
So we don't even have a detailed list?
That's what it looks like.
Wow.
And as Donna mentioned, I've been in that position. Probably most of us have been. You write, you sit down, and you go through your stuff and add up the values. So there's not a long list of this computer and blah blah blah. It's a total amount. Although
right.
I did see some in there that had every line filled up with a number.
Depends on who's doing the paperwork.
Yeah.
Well.
I'll make a motion to approve because, again, Debbie walked through that with me. I thought very clearly.
Here you go. Do I have a second from anybody?
What number is that one?
That's 920.
Well, I don't say that we have any choice, but I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
If I could make a discussion, Donna's comment's been made by James many times about how this tax works, so
yeah.
She's not the first one that said it in her meetings.
Right. All right. Next.
Okay. I have three abatements written for K Royal Motel. That's numbers 947, 949, and 950. The first one is for tax year 2007. This one, there was a change of ownership in July of 2007, and Debbie said that there is no forwarding address for the prior owner, for the original owner. I have a copy of the,
you know, the title work and everything showing when it was purchased. But at this point, the old owners are out of the business, and this bill was never paid. And so she's requesting to have this particular 947 abated off for 2007.
Basically, as a bad debt.
Right. And then further, for 2008 and 2009, the new owners say they did not receive the form. And so an abatement has been written here on both of these to remove the late fee, one for 2008 and one for 2009.
So abatement 949 is to remove the late fee.
Correct.
They paid everything else.
I don't know if the bill has been paid yet, actually.
And I don't want to speak for James, but I think Kenny could probably attest to the fact that if a citizen says they didn't receive the form, generally James just goes by what the citizen says. Again, the honest man's
tactics. Well, I guess my thing is if they haven't paid, though,
yeah,
that would be a concern.
2 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I would
think. This was printed on December 28th of 2009, and at that point, that 2008 bill was not paid yet.
Sure.
Now, it may be at this point. I'm not sure.
Don't take this to the bank, but I looked at that one as well, and I had a question whether Kenny or James can answer with removing the late fee, how that's all right to do that. But the main point is I think this is the same people that came to us on the building at the last meeting, and I was just looking here on the minutes on the 28th, and I made motion to hear the appeal, Jim second. Then Jim withdrew his second, motion died, and we didn't hear his appeal. I think it's the same people. No?
In December, the K Royal Motel? I would have to look at that.
I'm just sure they sat on the front row here.
It's a pretty familiar name to me.
But if it's on a 2008, I mean, you can speak for the assessor's office, but if it's a 2008, they know they had a bill.
Well,
I don't have a clue.
I haven't talked to him, but the date is, and now that you tell me that this was written on the 28th, I wondered if maybe they went and visited with James and kind of getting up to speed on all the stuff. I don't know. But the abatement is to just
for late fees. But my question
is, remove the late fees, is that right?
On 2008 and 2009, it's to remove the late fees. So it's,
you
know, it's getting rid of that old bill, and then they've written a new bill without the late fee.
Yeah. What you could do is make a motion to remove the add-on, which would not have the late fee on it, unless he has paid it, which often happens. The assessor's office writes it, and they go over and pay the new bill. If he has paid it, then you can make a motion that we go ahead and take out the other bill.
Well, how about we just,
if you'd like,
let's deal with 947. It's the 07 tax bill that we can't find the owners. Is that no forwarding address? We're just trying to wipe it off because it's not been paid from 07. We have no forwarding address. What do I have a motion for that? Let's just deal with that one first. That seems like almost a separate issue.
Motion to approve 947.
Okay.
Second.
Second
question.
One question.
Another question. This is not uncommon, if I'm on the right, that things like this happen. And my memory is that Sheila brought us a book of those.
They're outlawed after 3 years is what I think you're talking about.
Just a question. Sounds like the right thing to do.
Once 3 years
why
has
we're
passed.
Doing an individual instead of doing them in a number like we have.
Here's what's going on. They want to get this paid and get whatever they need to get. I mean, they may need to get something. So they want to get this cleared up.
On the hotel.
Yeah, and the one from 07 hasn't been paid. And quite honestly, it attaches, I don't know about personal property, but I mean, you should buy it knowing whether or not something's been paid, and they want to clear it up now and try to clear up 08 and 09 for some reason. They don't want to wait until it's outlawed. It won't be outlawed until the third anniversary of which Will be later this year, I would imagine.
So you gave me another question. Does James, does the assessor generally, when there's a change in property owner, and does he just let that go generally?
If I buy a car from you, Chuck, and you owe taxes on it, and I go to get that car registered, what happens?
You got to pay, get current.
Don't I have to get it current on that car?
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question.
I mean, I bought a car like that before, different state, but you got to get it current.
So I wonder why James is saying abate it. I feel for the people because they...
It was different owners, though.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They probably tried to locate the previous owners and they can't find them, so they're just wanting to clear up. So there's no...
Because personal property does not follow the property, it follows the person.
Right.
Okay.
And it's tied to the property.
Property is not tied to the property. It's tied to the individual. I own it in 2007,
but what Jim is saying is that
from a business perspective,
the personal property, if it's in a hotel and they're using the furnishings as personal property, it's very much tied to the hotel for practical purposes if you try to sell the hotel.
It's business property, actually, which is personal property, but it's classified, right. But it is business property. And if they bought the business, I mean, it's not tied to the person, it's tied to the, if they bought a corporation or if they bought a LLC,
right.
If it's under the same name, then they would be responsible
right.
for it.
So, any more discussion? We can vote on 947. I mean, it seems like the right thing to do. I mean, irregardless of the other two abatements, it seems like it's the right thing to do.
Well,
unless I'm missing something.
Sure. After our discussion we just had just now, I kind of changed my mind.
Okay.
I mean, bad debt on, but it's the same business. Just because somebody else owns it, they're owning it under the same name as the old name.
But legally, personal property follows the owner.
Well, the owner is the same.
The owner is the hotel.
No, it's not the same.
But this is business equipment. So
it's business equipment, so it follows the business, not the name.
It would be the business owns it, not the...
Yeah.
Did they buy the LLC or corporation, or did they just buy the hotel and operate it by a different corporation?
Okay, I think we're going to have to table this thing and get some more information. What questions do we need answered here?
Well, if any, my question is, a business, we don't even know who the owner is.
Right.
We just know it under the name that the property is assessed under, which is the motel.
Mm-hmm. Can I
see? It can't follow a person, and we don't even know who the person is. It has to follow the name of the business that's filing it.
If you check the deed, I'm sure that there's going to be a name.
Not necessarily. It could be an LLC or a corporation.
Okay, yeah, an LLC, but at least that bill would go to the LLC for 2007. Whether it was owned by John Doe or John Doe's LLC.
But until we answer whether the new owners bought the LLC or did they buy the assets of the LLC and form a new LLC or something, if they bought the LLC, then they're responsible for it. I mean, wouldn't they be?
Yes.
I'm saying yes.
They're a person. An LLC or a corporation is treated just as a person is treated. Okay, so they're a separate entity, a person. So if XYZ Corporation owned the property and XYZ Corporation is sold to different shareholders, it still is an entity. It never went out of existence. It owned the property then. It owns it now. There's just different shareholders.
Kenny, do you have copies of the deed? No, we'd have to get it from the reporter's office.
Oh, I could get it from the mapping department.
I'd like to table this till we see the deeds.
All right, so bring the deeds back on the next BOE session. So I will move that we table abatements 947, 949, and 950. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Motion and second. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Dave?
Aye.
Motion carries to table till next BOE session. Next. Let's go ahead and jump in refunds. How about that? Bob's back.
Now that Bob's here, can we talk about refunds and setting a policy for refunds this year since we're starting a brand new year?
That sounds very interesting.
It'd be a great idea, but without James here, he ought to be.
Well, I mean, we don't have to vote on it today, but we can start the discussion on it.
Let's just start the discussion so I'll have a chance to do research, maybe talk with the State Tax Commission and James. And
well, then I would probably venture, I would almost say that let's table all those until next BOE and just have a discussion about refunds, because
yeah.
If we vote today, it could be contrary to the policy if we decide to set one. What do you want to do?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. We need to set some consistent policy so we're not voting one way one time and another way another.
All right, so then what...
On the personal property, we've been talking about the personal property and the effect that it's been having. We're going back and forth on our decisions. And so I think you need to know the pattern on a personal property refund.
Mm-hmm.
And the issues that come up are, let's just take 2009. We're in 2010, okay? So if I go to get my tags... in December, I have to show that I've paid my 2009 and my 2008 tax bill, because my 2010 is not due until December 31st.
Right.
So in October, if I need to go, or any time this year, I'm going to have to show that I paid 2008 and 2009. If I go over to the tax bureau and I have the wrong car on there, I've got to come back over and get it fixed. Now, if my car, I put down 2008, and I actually owned a 2007, we have not been giving a refund, but the collector has been signing off saying that they paid for the 2007, and she just wrote 2007 across. And lately, we have not been giving a refund, even though...
On the wrong year, you're saying.
Even though the citizen put down the wrong tax year. The other issue that's come up has been if the sticker had the wrong amount on it and the citizen didn't catch it, we have and haven't. Sometimes we have done a refund, sometimes we haven't. So the collector fixes it if they've overpaid on the personal property. And sometimes we've given refunds, sometimes we haven't. On the other scenario, if they have underpaid, they've listed a 2007 and it's actually a 2008 that they owe on, I'm sure we make them pay the difference.
Probably.
Between that 2007 and 2008.
I have no idea what the answer to that question is, and I would think that we could not force them to pay the difference, but if they wanted us to correct the clerical part of it, then probably require that they do. Basically, the type of vehicle it is a clerical problem. It's a clerical error. The other is a valuation problem. But obviously, if you have the wrong year vehicle, you're going to have the wrong valuation.
Right.
Well, my point is, now that we have the two-year tags bomb, people are not realizing that they made a mistake until they go to get their tags. In 2010, when I go over to pay my tags, if I didn't notice that I had entered it wrong or the assessor had written it wrong, either way, it's a clerical error. Whether I did the clerical error or the assessor did the clerical error, it's still a clerical error.
Let me interject something here. Would it be best that we see what other first-class counties are doing and see if they've got a policy versus starting from scratch? We can maybe see what they've done. I mean, if I can get a table on those refunds, that would give us time to have some working documents to figure out.
We just need some consistent policies
on
the things
that come
up on a regular
basis.
I'm fine
with a consistent policy, but if we're going to go ahead and look at doing a policy, I'd sure like to see what the other counties are doing. That way we can just get it. We don't have to start from scratch. And so why don't we...
Do you want us to do that?
Yeah, if you would pull some other counties. It doesn't have to be very many. Just see if there's...
I move to table the refunds.
Second that.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Now which ones are they?
Go ahead and read those BOE numbers, please.
910... 958, 975, 1,000, and 1,004.
All right. And so your next BOE, you'll have some handouts for us. If I'm going to ask you if it's possible, I think we all have email. Could you email those to us before the BOE so we could actually, and Bob,
yes,
and James?
Definitely they should look
at them. And let's all look at them prior to the BOE session. That way, I mean, even if it's just a couple days, that gives us a chance to at least read it and have some discussion points.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we have on the list?
Okay, just a few more miscellaneous.
Okay.
974 is taking out this tax bill because a new one has been written, because they applied a reciprocity percentage to the commercial truck. And I guess there's only two taxpayers in the entire Taney County that this reciprocity agreement, that has a reciprocity agreement. And so this particular taxpayer...
So they paid a percentage of the tax on the truck in another jurisdiction.
Yeah, the Missouri Department of Transportation, I guess, pays the other part of it. So we're reducing this down by a percentage.
MoDOT pays a percentage of the...
I'm not sure. Maybe it's not them.
MoDOT,
I don't know.
Wouldn't pay a tax.
I don't know who the other party is that pays. But
but MoDOT gave you the information.
Yeah, MoDOT gave us
MoDOT the provided the information.
Yeah.
Have a say, Ken.
I think it's got something to do with the road use tax, something like that. I don't I heard James talk to this guy a couple years ago.
So,
I think it's the same one. I think he comes in every year, but I'm not for sure.
All right.
So this abatement is, you said... Doing away with,
the percent of it.
We have written a new bill.
Only for the percentage that wasn't attributed to the other jurisdiction?
Right, so the abatement's for that.
It's a reduced amount based off of percentage. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. We have the second.
Second.
We have a second by Danny. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That was 974. Considered it approved. Next.
Okay. 1008, abatement number 1008. This just simply says the business was closed on September 15th of 2008. This is for a tax bill of 2009. And all I have for backup is just a tax bill saying that...
What address is it?
They have a mailing address of Springfield.
But it's Branson Boulevard. You know where it is, don't you? It's the one they closed for the roundabout that they're going to put off of the near the roundabout by Skaggs. It's that Rapid Roberts that MoDOT bought.
Okay. Number 108.
Okay.
That's the one they closed and tore down because they were going to do the extra lane across.
Is this personal property?
No. Well,
it's business equipment.
Business equipment.
Was the business equipment even there after 2008?
At the end of 2008?
It says on the tax bill someone has written no real property, closed September 15th of 2008.
Okay, there's no real property there, so the business equipment wasn't there either. So it wasn't even in the county at the time. Did they fill out a form saying it was?
There's no form attached.
There's nothing attached. I just have told you everything that's on this abatement.
It could have been rolled over from the previous
year. I think that's the case. I remember seeing it, and they automatically roll it over
if we don't get a form back, we just automatically...
And they wouldn't have gotten any notice that it had occurred.
Right.
Motion for approval of abatement.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
What number was that one?
1008. What do we have left there?
Okay, these are actually simple clerical errors. 980, this was an add-on, and they just put it in the wrong year. It should have been in the tax year 2008, but they wrote it in 2009.
So it's our clerical error?
It's our clerical error.
I move to approve that one.
Second.
Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
Last
and 964. This is just a man who had two tax bills because his name was spelled differently, and so we're consolidating his tax bill. Plus, there was a change on one of his vehicles to make it the right year.
So there wasn't duplicate property. There was different property on each of his spellings.
Yeah.
Just clerical.
Mm-hmm. This is a clerical error.
Motion to approve.
Dave, a motion. Second?
Second.
Second by Chuck. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries of 964. Cindy, any other business?
That's all to my knowledge.
All right. Any other discussion points?
Just on the work we're going to do on the refunds, I'd like do we have something in writing on what's right as far as waiving the late fees.
I agree, because if we make the mistake, I think we should waive the late fees. But if the individual makes the mistake, I think they should still pay it.
Yeah.
Even though it was a clerical error, it was their clerical error, not ours.
See if we can't see
do
if
you mean like refunding the late fee? Is that what you mean?
Refunding? Oh, wait, refund if there's cash.
Because we're talking about refunds.
Or reducing the bill.
You're right.
No, I'm saying, aside from the refund thing, when there's some cases evidently that they waive the late fees. And what's the process on that?
But again, if they have late fees in 07 and because they didn't pay it and they gave us the wrong information, they had notice of what the bill was and they didn't do anything about it in 07. In 08, they didn't do anything about it. Should we even be doing anything about the taxes that they didn't pay on a timely basis?
Well, that's the problem, Bob. I mean, I don't have a problem if we don't make any changes, but when they go to pay their bill over there, and they come back and they've overpaid, fine. They've overpaid, we write it on their bill, and we send them on their way, and they can get their tax. But they've underpaid, we make them pay. So why are we making them, I mean, it seems out of whack.
If they haven't paid already.
If they haven't paid enough. If they listed a 2007, but they actually owned a 2009, we make them pay the difference.
I understand, and you're making a, what's right or wrong argument rather than what's a legal or not legal argument. For instance, if you pay your tax bill on your real estate and you pay too much,
mm-hmm.
It's an overpayment is not considered an erroneous assessment or an erroneous or a mistaken payment or an erroneous payment.
And yet we're still refunding whenever there's an error made.
We need to look at the policy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We need to look at a policy and decide whether more.
Okay, so just make sure when you're asking around you can ask that question also, just so we can be real consistent. Yes, sir?
Another issue I'd like to set on the table real quick is they was not here. We had a vote on Kanika. You may have seen in the paper or whatever. Visiting with Bob, he reminded me that he said we needed more information and he was ignored. Can't imagine that happening. But I've heard that possibly one vote might have done things different. After the vote, there's question about can it be changed? Can it be changed for this year or whatnot? And I've got to admit that I wished I hadn't voted without paying attention to Bob and getting more information on the issue. Bringing you up to speed and just on the table for the,
sure.
For
I mean,
the board that
and Dave,
I'm still fairly comfortable with my decision
right.
Because of what Bob said, and it's an exempt thing. I just need to get that on the table.
Right, and Dave, the probably one of the reasons why we have this form, which I think Chuck gave us, is I didn't have this information, and I learned a lot more after the vote. And I'm the one who said I would look into how I voted again with all the facts. But I don't think we can go back to 09.
So if that's your viewpoint, I think we need to have a discussion about this because Danny voted against it. So we got three questions or one for sure and two questions here. We're looking at 2010. We need to do our homework better and find out if we've made the right decision. If not, does the board have the power to put it back on?
Is that a question for Bob to find out?
Yeah, and there's an issue whether the assessor can change it or whether the Board of Equalization has spoken and he's stuck with what you've spoken. But certainly, I think you could make changes in the future if the assessor can't. I think the assessor probably can if there's been, changes in use. For instance, I might be using a church as a church, and then I'm exempt, but next year I decide I'm going to start renting it out to a boat rental place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer exempt, but it's a church, so we leave it on as exempt. So I think it might be helpful, as I said before, and you got some information, that we get a list of all the exempt properties, why they're exempt, and obviously this, most of them are no-brainers, like the Corps of Engineers.
Well, and Forestry Service. There's 1,700 parcels that are exempt in the county.
Well, but, municipalities.
Yeah. There's probably, like James said in the open discussion, there's probably about 20 that we probably would look at and say, you know, let's make sure these are still exempt.
For what it's worth, one point I made is I assume that there's numbers of churches that have summer church camps that are similar in some ways to Kanika's operation. And I would assume, and I haven't had time or taken time to find out if that's the case or not, but that was kind of my basis for making my decision, is they're doing the same kind of things. It was religious, and everybody, I think, agrees that it's strictly a religious organization. So anyway, that's just kind of where I came from. But when Bob says you should have got more information, I'm slow, but I'm paying attention. I think we need to look at it.
And they needed to show why they met the three-prong test.
And which one are they going under? So, yeah. Do we want to make Bob do some research on what our actions can be on that one specific case? Is that what we want to do? That's the one that.
Well, I don't think you can go back to 09.
We can't go 09, but
010.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a change, obviously the assessor can do something, but the BOE can make a change.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, then what we'll do also, Cindy, why don't you provide to us, and I can forward it to you, a list of all the exempt properties in the county for our next BOE, just to have for us for discussion.
You'll go ahead and email that to me?
I'll email it to you. So that way we'll have that discussion point for next BOE.
One last point. I read James's article, and I don't think that applies to what we've been looking at, Church, Army, or Kanakuk. It's businesses of...
It's a little bit different. There are some similarities, but, I mean, basically these are like...
I think he's proven that. I think what he's saying is that everything is being scrutinized again, and I think all the exempt properties are being looked at.
Right. Well, I just glanced at this article, but I do know kind of what it's saying there. I know of one church who bought several properties as investments.
Right.
And they said, "We're going to buy this and turn around and sell it for a profit to help raise money." That is not
an exempt qualifying property. So.
But it mentions some of these athletic centers, and if a church bought a golf course and all their members golf there, would it be exempt? Golf courses can be exempt for other reasons, but I don't know about for religious purposes. Sure.
I got one more.
I do a lot of praying when I'm on the golf course.
I get most of the other people do when you let loose with one.
Yeah, unless you're down the fairway. I guess the fairway's the safest spot for days. So. Chuck, one more.
Hey,
issue.
I got one more quick comment. I sit on the what used to be Habitat for Humanity board, now called Homes of Hope, and that was why I was late this morning for another meeting. We had a board meeting, and it was mentioned that they pay, I think it's $62 for property tax on a little park. They bought a lot of lots in Merriam Woods, and they've got a park, and I question whether maybe that should be exempt. But my main point is, Dave reminded me of this in his comment, is they own a number of lots that they don't have homes on that aren't owned by somebody else, and they own the homes. We own some homes even. But even though that's a non-for-profit organization, they pay tax. And I told the board this morning, as we were looking at it, I said, I think that's the right thing to do. And I didn't go into details like churches and doing that. But anyway, my point is, James taxes them. I think that's the right thing to do.
Right.
But I do have a question on that little park that I mean, it's just a kid's play park. And
well, if they gave it to the homeowners association and it was held in common, it would be taxable. But if...
There's not
the Habitat for Humanity, it might be exempt. I don't know.
Right.
And it's a small thing. They didn't have any axe to grind.
Anything else?
I'm done.
Over there? All right, meeting is adjourned.
What have we got coming up?
We've got...